In this bulletin, China proposes a new security law that could severely limit freedoms in Hong Kong. Australia's COVID-19 death toll now at 101. And the International Olympic Committee says the Tokyo Games will have to be cancelled if it can't be held next year. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Wants to introduce a new security law in Hong Kong that could severely limit freedoms in the territory. It could ban sedition, secession and subversion. Last year, Hong Kong endured months of pro-democracy protests over a new extradition law. China's National People's Congress will debate the proposal today. A spokesman for the Congress set out China's case for the new law at a news conference in Beijing.
国家安全是安邦定国的重要基石。
National security is the bedrock underpinning the stability of the country. Safeguarding national security serves the fundamental interests of all Chinese, our Hong Kong compatriots included.
Opposition politicians such as Dennis Kwok have condemned the proposal.
I just want to say to the international community that this is the end of Hong Kong. This is the end of one country, two system. Make no mistake about it, that Beijing, the Central People's Government, has completely breached its promise to the Hong Kong people, a promise that was enshrined in the Sino-British Joint Declaration and the Basic Law. And they are now completely walking back on their obligation owed to the Hong Kong people.
Australia's COVID-19 death toll has risen to 101 after the death of an 80-year-old woman in New South Wales. The woman acquired COVID-19 when attending an outpatient clinic at a hospital several weeks ago. New South Wales has recorded a total of 3 new cases in the past 24 hours after conducting 8,600 tests. They were all locally acquired with no new linkages between them. Victoria has 12 new cases, including 5 cases linked to the outbreak at the Cedar Meats Abattoir. 4 of the new cases are people in hotel quarantine, while there are 3 cases of possible community transmission. In Queensland, there have been no new cases of COVID-19. Students in their final years of school in Victoria will begin exams early in November with results delivered before the end of the year. That's the commitment from the state government as Victoria prepares to resume on-campus learning from next week. Education Minister James Merlino says Year 12 exams will begin on November the 9th and finish by December the 2nd. He says this will mean students will get their Australian Tertiary Admission Rank, or ATAR, before the end of the year.
This provides much needed certainty for our Year 12 students who have done it tough this year and their families. It means they can celebrate finalising their Year 12 before the end of the year, enjoy the summer break and then plan for their futures.
One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson says Queensland needs to justify the health case it's making for keeping its borders closed, or it could face a legal challenge. Senator Hanson says she's spoken to several lawyers who suggest she could have a case to argue the border closure is unconstitutional. She's told Channel 9 she'll be raising the matter with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk.
The argument here is that she's got to justify that closing board. So the less acute the public health situation is in that state, then it comes harder to justify the closure of the borders.
Australian Border Force officers have seized almost 2 kilograms of methamphetamine hidden inside COVID-19 related goods from Canada. One package containing face masks and hand sanitizer was found to have a false bottom that had a vacuum sealed bag filled with methamphetamine. And a second package had methamphetamine hidden inside 2 bottles of hand sanitizer. To sport, and the International Olympic Committee Chief Thomas Bach says the Tokyo Games will have to be cancelled if the event can't be held next year. The IOC and Japanese government took the unprecedented decision in March to delay the Games for a year. The event is now scheduled to start in July 2021, but Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says it won't be able to go ahead at all unless the coronavirus crisis is contained. Mr. Bach says while the IOC is committed to holding the Games next year, he understands the position.
You cannot forever employ 3,000 or 5,000 people in an organizing committee. You cannot every year change the entire sports schedule worldwide of all the major federations. You cannot have the athletes being in uncertainty.
A look at the weather now for today in Perth. It's sunny in 23, a couple of showers about in Adelaide, 15, possible shower in Melbourne, 14. It's partly cloudy in Hobart where it's 15 degrees, a shower or two, 11 degrees for Canberra. It's a rainy and windy day in Wollongong with a top of 15. In Sydney, much the same, 16. It's also rainy and windy in Newcastle where it's 17 degrees. Fine weather for Brisbane where it's 20 degrees, showers in Cairns and 27, and rain at times for the top end in Darwin, 25 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is SBS News.